It's an all singing, all dancing arts news update with Claire Nichols. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Michael. And we'll start with the singing because Opera Australia has unveiled its program for 2019. And it's a really interesting one because there's sometimes this criticism levelled at Opera Australia that it puts on a lot of the same popular repertoire over and over. And there is a La Boheme in next year's program. But there are also some really interesting productions that audiences probably won't have seen before. There's William Kentridge's production of Wozzeck, an opera written by Alban Berg in 1925, the chamber opera Ghost Sonata by German composer Aribert Reimann. But the real highlight could be a brand new opera about this man.
I don't know who I am. I'm Brett, I, me, a sound, a kind of idea, possibility of being stranded, not knowing where it is.
So that is the voice of the Australian visual artist Brett Whiteley from the documentary Whiteley. And Opera Australia has commissioned a new work about the Archibald and Wynne Prize-winning artist who died from an opiate overdose in 1992. So this opera is composed by Eleanor Katz-Chernin with libretto by Justin Fleming. It has the blessing of Whiteley's former wife, Wendy Whiteley, and it's slated for winter next year. Now, this show won't be travelling to Melbourne like many of Opera Australia's other shows. So if you live outside Sydney, this might be one to get on a plane for, Michael.
Yes, it certainly might. In fact, it's such an interesting lineup for the coming year. Actually, we spoke to Opera Australia a few weeks ago, Claire, about their production of Aida, which used completely digital sets. And I gather that those screens, these big LED screens that they've been using, they're going to make a comeback in the coming year.
Yeah, they sure are. In fact, that Whiteley production will use those digital sets. So you can expect to see some of the original Whiteley artworks on those big screens, which I think will look pretty amazing. In total, three productions will be using the digital sets. That includes a new imagination of Madame Butterfly, directed by Graham Murphy, and a production of Donizetti's Anna Bolena, which will be directed by Davide Livermore. And now Livermore actually directed this year's digital Aida, so he's coming to these sets knowing what he's doing, Michael.
Yes, yes. He's one of the world experts on using digital sets. Now, there's big news, big changes in the world of dance.
Yes, big moves at Chunky Move. Now, Chunky Move is the contemporary dance company based in Melbourne. And for the last 7 years, the company has been led by artistic director Anouk van Dijk, and now she is moving on. Now, van Dijk trained at the Rotterdam Dance Academy and danced for the Rotterdam Dance Company before coming to Australia to work at Chunky Move. And she's the creator of a style called Counter Technique, a unique dance technique that she actually told you about, Michael, back in 2012.
The main important thing of it is it doesn't depart from a center. So you don't say, okay, to keep my balance while I'm dancing, I'm using a center. But it uses something very different. And that is, instead of using a center, I'm using directions, energy directions in my body. And when I send an energy direction one way, there's always a counter direction the other way. And these two opposing directions create a new sense of balance.
Right.
And that's what we call the dynamic
balance. If I throw my arm back, I'm aware of my rib cage coming forward.
Forwards, right, exactly.
And so that creates a kind of equilibrium.
Yeah.
I see.
So you can basically do that style, Michael, that counter technique created by Anouk van Dijk. It's actually taught around the world with 27 trained teachers. And van Dijk will leave Chunky Move in December to pursue other national and international opportunities. And the search for her replacement will start next month.
Hmm. I really sounded as though I understood it, didn't I?
You did. I can see you dancing.
Yeah, no, I remember that. Now I can't remember a thing about it. Now, good news from London for actors.
Yeah, so some news from the National Theatre in London, which has made a commitment to letting actors know whether they've been cast or not after on audition. Because the way things work now, actors can audition for a show and they might not actually hear anything how they went until they hear that somebody else got the role in the media, which can be pretty tough. You know, they put huge amounts of time and energy into the audition process. So some actors in London started a Twitter campaign called #YesOrNo. In response, the National Theatre has updated its casting policy. It'll commit to letting every actor who auditions for a show know whether or not they're in or out. Also over the weekend, Royal Shakespeare Company and the Bristol Old Vic made a similar commitment.
Well, here, it's a good example for other companies to follow. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.